Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, here's my statement that I added to Kurt Nemo's article, Bloomberg. Cops should go on strike until Americans surrender their guns. Note from Alex Jones, Bloomberg is illustrating what an out-of-control despot he is. Not content to simply sue gun manufacturers nationwide and destroy our right to self-defense, he is now inciting police to engage in a type of paramilitary coup or siege, threatening anarchy and holding the people hostage. It's called a siege coup. That's the term I coined for it, but they've done it many times in history. They just turn the lights off, shut down the roads, siege everybody until they acquiesce. I say we call their bluff. Police should go on strike, and we'll see the cities where guns have been confiscated, like New York, L.A., and Chicago, to send into flames, and other areas where the public are armed will see a drop in crime. Yeah, that's right. 90% of the cops are just out revenue-generating anyways. But the police won't actually go on strike because all they want to do is revenue generate. Bloomberg, get out of my country. Why don't you go with Piers Morgan and get out of America and go back to North Korea? You are nothing but a crime boss and a degenerate tyrant. And I got Watson doing his own article. By the way, there was a big debate whether this was criminal when I was saying it on air. I wouldn't say it unless it was criminal. Everything they're doing is sedition against this country and is criminal, and they've shown it. These are radicals, folks. This is how you overthrow the czars and bring in what happened. I mean, that's their plan. That's exactly what's going on. In fact, it was pretty much New York mob that went over there and did that to begin with, if you didn't know that, in Russia. Don't go on strike for tougher gun laws is the new headline, Washington CBS. Now Bloomberg has responded, saying he clarified today he didn't mean it literally. He says New York law prevents police strikes. You're a criminal. You're a criminal, okay? You are a criminal. Period. Suing gun manufacturers all over the country and losing, but over and over again using taxpayer money to sue them to try to shut down gun manufacturers. You're trying to get other cities with you to go against the states. The cities are chartered by the states through the counties. You're a seditious criminal. How much of these criminals are we going to put up with? Okay, I'm done. And let me tell you something. It's not fun. Every day, I'm a smart person. I know I'm risking my life. I know they can set me up. They'll torture the hell out of me in prison. But you know what? That's what it takes to have freedom, okay? I'm not giving into this scum. My ancestors didn't, and I'm not. Nothing makes me more angry than a bunch of cowardly filth that think they intimidate us and think they control us. I'm calling your bluff, you criminal degenerate. And if you smash me like they smashed Colonel Travis at the Alamo, all that does is make the Tree of Liberty rise and smash you. Because in the final equation, that is my only goal. And I beg on the altar of God that he empower that same spirit he gave us that led to 1776 to sweep you aside, and that we persevere the slings and arrows and all the persecution and all the attacks and all the hate that you spew at us. We will defeat you, and our listeners will support us, and they will spread the word, and a tide is rising. An army is coming. An army of people with truth in their hearts and love in their eyes, but anger for evil. We are coming to defeat your new world order. Make no mistake. God's help. You can have your bought-off churches tell everybody it's the end of the world, and the New Agers think it's the end of the world in December. What it really is your takeover. But your new world order was destined to fail from the beginning. Oh, what's going on my computer? Baby. I'm going to leave you for this short break, and we'll be back. Baby, I'm going to leave you. Baby, I'm going to leave you.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some of the latest news up at InfoWars.com. Bloomberg says police should go on strike nationwide until Americans surrender their guns. Since then, he's gone out on CBS News saying don't go on strike for tougher gun laws. That's the headline. He went on to say that he admits that it's illegal in New York, as we read to you earlier. Continuing, TSA has expanded its invasion to California train stations and bus terminals. We got video of 10 of them standing around with firearms and police dogs. Hardcore video up there. TSA now announcing they're going to stop you at checkpoints and download your smartphone data. They've got RIP software where it takes a few minutes to download it. So, I mean, you talk about beyond Nazi Germany, it's here. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is with us for the next 30 minutes or so, and then after that I'm going to open the phones up for police ahead of Congressman, former Congressman Bob Barr joining us to talk about a host of issues. But I want to open the phones up after Dr. Roberts leaves us, former head of policy at the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor and best-selling author, syndicated columnist. I want to open the phones up for police. As you know, it's illegal to call for you to go on strike, so we turn our guns in. Just incredible that he said that on CNN. Michael Moore saying the founders didn't mean for us to have guns on there. I mean, this is incredible. So we're going to be going over all of that. But I wanted to get Dr. Roberts on about a week and a half ago, and he's now with us. Over an article that he did, The Collapsing U.S. Economy and the End of the World, a very powerful article at paulcraigroberts.org, mirrored at InfoWars.com. But again, paulkirkroberts.org, a superlative website. Sir, I want to get into this, what you see happening in the world, the acceleration of naked tyranny, how bad you think it's going to get, because you saw this a ways off, but things seem to be accelerating. But first off, what do you make of Bloomberg and Michael Moore, and now we have Rupert Murdoch and Bill Kristol saying no one should be allowed to have semi-automatic firearms? I've never seen such a unified front against our guns.
Well, Alex, I've said it for a long time, and I would imagine you have too. An armed population is totally inconsistent with a police state. So now that they do have a police state, they're going to take away the guns. How exactly they'll go about it, one never knows. This latest movie theater shooting is so bizarre, it almost looks like it had to be orchestrated. And, of course, these types of events very much play into the spin that's used to prepare people for having to turn in the guns. So I don't think Americans will much longer be allowed to be armed. They're going to be disarmed because the only amendment left in the Constitution is the second one. If they can take away the right to due process, habeas corpus, the prohibition against cruel and unusual treatment because they now torture, if they can take all these away, they can take away the guns. And so it's just a question of them doing it. It probably won't be much longer.
And people said, oh, they won't pass government health care. Oh, they won't. Obama won't sign NDAA. Oh, Obama won't put our military under NATO. It's all being done. And they've gotten rid of all the other nine amendments. And they're trying to phase it in. But the Second Amendment still stands in the way. The minute they get that, it's going to be like the final, rock in the dam giving way. And it's just going to collapse into an orgy of corruption. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the Army admits the re-education camp documents that were made public 2 months ago. They said, yeah, that's ours. They admit they're training for gun confiscation. The Secretary of the Army said in the CFR, as you know, 2 months ago, he said, yeah, we want a brigade in every city of Marines and Army. I mean, it's all happening. What are they getting ready for, Dr. Roberts?
I don't know, but they certainly have a police state. It's in place. And we no longer have any rights if they don't want us to have them. They can bring any kind of charges against anybody at any time, or they can simply disappear them. there's no longer any protection against being thrown into a dungeon for the rest of your life without ever being told why you're there, much less a court being told, or a jury, or any evidence presented. So, as far as I can tell, the Constitution no longer exists. There no longer exist any constraints on the power of government. And it's pages turned.
A lot of people are evacuating the United States. What do you think about that phenomenon?
Well, they've got good sense. If I wasn't so old, I'd do it too. And I think more people would be doing it if they could sell their property. But right now, you can't really sell anything. You have to give it away. So not that there's any really safe place to go. If you think about it, the United States claims that its law reaches every country. And if the country doesn't give you back, they'll be paid a bribe to do it. And if that doesn't work, they'll send somebody in to kidnap you and take you off.
Yeah, they've been doing that a lot now. Or they say they'll just have a drone kill you, even in a friendly country.
That's right. They'll kill you with a drone. Or the local population, once the power of the United States declines, the locals may turn on you because they'll blame the Americans for all the terrible things that are happening, the world oppression or whatever, and now you be in the middle of them. So you might not even be safe. And what's the friendly environment abroad once the power of the United States is seen to be eroding away, diminishing, which it has to do with the rate at which debt is pouring out, the rate at which the debt's being monetized. This has to put pressure on the dollar, on the dollar's value. And although the Federal Reserve is propping it up in many ways right now, these props can't last forever. So when the dollar's value falls enough that it gets abandoned as world reserve currency, the power of the United States will be dramatically curtailed.
What will QE3? I know the Federal Reserve has been hinting more at that. The Financial Times 2 days ago said it's probably coming soon, but they've held it off longer than some thought. You predicted they would hold it off longer. I remember that over a year ago, and they did. Most people said they would have it by the end of last year. What could precipitate what you call the end of the world? I mean, I've never seen you write articles about the end of the world.
Well, I'm trying to remember that article. I pointed out all of the things that were undermining the economic position of the United States and its NATO puppets. And of course, we see forming other blocs, for example, the BRICS, you know, Brazil, India, China, Russia, South Africa are now forming to avoid the use of the dollar in their international settlements. So they're going to pay each other off or settle their balance of payments between each other in their own currencies. And there was a report recently that China and Japan have made the same agreement. So you can see there the second and third largest economies and the most important countries like Russia. Brazil's the biggest country in South America. South Africa, of course, is the dominant economy in that continent. And if they're all moving away from the dollar, then the demand for dollars has to fall. And
even though they're bought heavily into it, I mean, I guess they understand a great evil has risen.
Well, I think they see trouble coming with it, and they just don't want to be dependent on it. Because when it goes, there'd be a lot of dislocation.
Why are the Western elites giving away all their power in an orgy of power grabbing? I mean, they've got to know that they're going to end up in the final equation not winning this.
Well, I don't, you know, as we've talked about this before, I'm not so sure they know as much as you think they do. And I think the hubris ran away with them. Look, Alex, when the Soviet Union collapsed, what did we have? We had the neoconservative response, the end of history, the utter total victory of the United States and capitalism. And so this just hubris ran away with them. They just became without any kind of judgment or discernment. There was no alternative to America, period. And they've not gotten over that. They keep pressing it further. But so I don't think they'll be prepared for the outcome any more than Napoleon was prepared for the outcome of his invasion of Russia or Hitler. So people make fundamental mistakes. They get overconfident.
Well, I checked history. I've never seen Russian ministers, even when they were like totally red, say we're preparing to nuke you. And Medvedev and Putin are saying, you're encircling us, you're trying to overthrow our government, we're preparing to nuke Western Europe. And they've got their bombers flying back in, the submarines, and the military's funding al-Qaeda to attack Syria. I mean, this is insanity.
Well, it's insanity. It's part of the neoconservative drive for American hegemony. And it's part of the huge sums of billions and billions of profits the military security complex is making out of the American drive for hegemony. So you have their powerful interests who benefit from this insanity, and that's why they're doing it. You know, everything is short term. They think short term, and they're benefiting short term, and so they're leading the world to disaster because of their short-term focus. They've restarted the Cold War with Russia. They're starting it with China. You know, all of the developments in the Pacific, the United States has announced that it's going to refocus its fleet on the Pacific, South China Sea. It's building new naval and air bases South Korea, the Philippines.
Stay there. I want to come right back with that and then get to other topics that are front and center on your radar screen. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, paulcraigroberts.org is our guest.
And we're talking about the collapse of the U.S. economy and the end of the world. I guess they'll just put on black uniforms. Everything will be all right. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, it's our final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics. Big publications have called him one of the top 10 living economists out there. I think, what is that, Money or Forbes? I forget. He's with us. We've got about 6 minutes left. Sir, we got some big breaking news after he leaves us. I'll just leave it at that. It's top linked on Drudge, our story. Right in the middle column, looking at the LIBOR scandal and what's happened with that, just another admission of banks all over the world coordinating interest rates to rip people off. And then I saw the fine they had. It was like a tiny micron of the overall profit. I mean, this will collapse society if just lawlessness is legal. What's your take on that?
Okay, Alex, the fixing of the LIBOR rate is just part and parcel of the fixing of the interest rate by the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England. The purpose of the low interest rates is quite different from the spin in the news. It's not to rip people off or to let the banks borrow cheaper. When you have a lower LIBOR rate, it means that the prices of all of the debt instruments that are linked to LIBOR rise. You know, the price of a bond or a debt instrument goes in the opposite direction of interest rates. So a lower LIBOR rate means the price of all of these derivatives and so forth that are linked to LIBOR, these floating rate instruments, those prices jump. And so since that's what the banks have, it makes the prices of the instruments on their books rise, and it makes them look more solvent than they are. So the whole reason for fixing the interest rate is to create this artificial appearance of bank solvency. And that's why the Fed and the Bank of England didn't blow the whistle on the banks fixing the LIBOR rate. There are other ways they fix the rates, the banks. For example, if you sell an interest rates swap, that's a way of shorting interest rates. So if the banks put on a lot of sales of interest rate swaps, it drives down interest rates. And therefore, the values of the assets on their books rise. So it's part, in other words, Alex, we have a financial system that's been so corrupted by concentration of banks into too big to fail and by deregulation that the only way it can be kept afloat is through organized fraud. Fraud by the central banks, fraud by the banks themselves, and that's what it takes to keep the system afloat.
Now, you're obviously a total insider, can speak to that, and I agree with you that obviously that's the main overriding, you know, issue. I mean, you've helped, you know, set these things legally in the past, you know, back with Congress and the Federal Reserve. But looking at this, isn't it also then that the banks then also get the money at 0% and then can loan it out for more? I mean, there is that profit angle as well.
Yes, but that's inconsequential compared to the rise to the capital gains.
Got it. It props up all the derivatives, and it props up the treasuries.
It props up everything that's linked to a floating rate, and since rates tend to move in the same direction, it also props up the treasuries. It helps the Fed's policy succeed. Now, the real question is, how long can all this propping up go on? The way I see it can come undone is when the BRICS and China and Japan and all these countries, they start abandoning the dollar. They won't just dump them overnight. But as they start using their own currencies in place of the dollar in international settlements, the demand for the dollar will start coming down. Now, it's harder for the Fed to fix the price of the dollar than it is for them to fix the price of bonds. Traditionally, they can support the dollar by raising interest rates, but they can't raise interest rates when their policy is low interest rates. So that's where the thing can come undone. They may find themselves unable to keep the dollar from sinking. And as the dollar sinks, it means the values of assets denominated in dollars also sink. So they will lose control over the bond price. This is why they manipulate the gold and silver market, because they don't want gold and silver rising. It's a way of devaluing the dollar. So every time the gold and silver starts going up, they sell naked shorts. It's also why they prevent any real decline in the stock market. Every time people exit the stock market and sell, they go in and buy stock index futures. And then that offsets the selling in the market.
And that's the plunge protection team, correct?
That's right. And so the whole financial system is rigged, not just interest rates. Gold and silver prices.
You know, Dr. Roberts, it's been hard to get you on the last 2 weeks. Can I twist your arm to come back and give us the take on the military situation in the Middle East with Syria briefly?
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. I put him on the spot there so you can get him to stay longer with us. And then I'll get to the TSA rolling out nationwide, top story at Drudge Report, and a lot more coming up. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Yeah, Bloomberg has told police nationwide to stand down if we won't turn our guns in. Sounds like something Bane would do in a fictional movie. You break the law, Bloomberg. I'm working for the Republic. I'm the InfoWars.com radio show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Great website. I'm so glad in the last year or so he started this website, because it really is a nice website. I visit it all the time. PaulCraigRoberts.org and the Institute for Political Economy. I'm only going to keep about 5-6 minutes here, finishing up on what's happening militarily around the world. And I was asking during the break before last what he wanted to continue with, and he said, well, you know, the subject we're on, where this leads. So I want to ask him, let's just do that now. Is there, from your historical research, from being the number two in the Treasury, Wall Street Journal editor, you know, at the head of big prestigious think tanks, you know the intelligence, you know, you've been part of it. I know you've been ostracized a bit for not worshiping and drinking the Kool-Aid. Now, you wouldn't be invited to the Wolf's Lair either in 1945, I imagine, by Hitler. But the point is that you see the emperor has no clothes. Is there any way to navigate this? Because, you know, you're saying the power structure doesn't really have a plan. I agree that they're out of control and delusional, but they got a plan. It's checkpoints everywhere. It's drones. It's citizen spies. All the local cops I talked to were told, yeah, we're getting ready for martial law, basically. I don't know if that's going to happen, but their plan is
a post-free economy and this new kleptocrat type system. So is there any way to avert that on the road we're on?
Well, they may have a plan like that domestically, but I thought you were talking about internationally.
Sure, but everything. I mean, is there any way out of this? Is there any way for
Alex? What they may not they may or may not understand is the economy is collapsing out from under them. Now, are they doing this because they know the economy is collapsing, or is it just a grab of power by security agencies and they're not aware? So I don't know what happens when the economy collapses out from under them. I don't know what they'll do or what they'll be able to do or how much resistance they would meet from desperate people. I just can't predict that. But what I think is happening is much of the rest of the world is realizing that the days of the United States power has peaked and is on a decline. So we're meeting firmer opposition from the Russians, firmer opposition from China, from other countries like Brazil. And I think our NATO puppets are also realizing that they may be aligned with a collapsing empire. And so we may see that all of a sudden Washington can't pull the strings anymore, its hegemony is over. And if the world turns its back on us and ceases to follow our leadership and ceases to quake in fear and ceases to be bought off, then the whole situation changes. And I do not think Washington has any control over that. They may have a lot more control over the domestic population with the police state they've put in place. But how these things play out, I don't know. It'll be interesting times and dangerous times. And at some point, people like you and I may be carted off or we'll have to shut up. So it's hard to know how this all ends up.
Wow, it's really is indescribable how real this is. And historically, for those of us that have studied history, how unbelievably off the chart things have gotten. You know who concurs with you, as you know, has been the last four chairmen of the Joint Chiefs until they got Dempsey, who reportedly can hardly tie his shoelaces. They've all said this is insane and that these wars are going to bring us down. They've said no repeatedly and been removed. And the head of CENTCOM, Fox Fallon, was removed. I actually know that, you know, the higher levels of the Pentagon have been telling the bankers, you know, stop this. But it's a psychology of people like Corzine with 40-to-1 bets with other people's money. And it just, you know, you realize it's a bunch of arrogant, cocksure, Ivy League, you know, wild men. Because I've been to some parties where some of these guys are at, and they act like 14-year-olds on drugs.
See, Washington is unaccountable. That was what was established by the Bush and Cheney administration, that the executive branch is no longer accountable to law, to the Constitution, to Congress, or to the courts. And Obama, who said he was going to fix all that, has merely continued it and codified it into law so that we now have the executive branch is independent of law, of the Constitution, and is not accountable. The President of the United States can announce that he has a policy of drawing up a list of American citizens to be assassinated without due process, and he's not immediately impeached. Now, if Reagan had done something like that, or for that matter, something as recent as Clinton, they would have been immediately impeached. So this shows you how rapid the descent is, how rapid the changes are, that the president can say, hey, I can kill any American that I'm suspicious of without giving any account.
Or NATO is over our military. I mean, that way they just get, you know,
well,
it's really.
I think that's not true.
No, I agree with you.
Military is over NATO. They are, first of all, NATO hadn't got any military. It's the American military, and we dress it up with a few small detachments of people here and there, but the entire countries of Europe, their military probably isn't any larger than the Georgia National Guard.
Now, listen, I totally agree with you. In fact, let me elaborate. This is how they get Congress out of the way, who is over the power to wage war in the purse, as you know, in the Constitution. is now they say, oh, NATO and the UN is who we get authorization for, but really NATO and the UN are puppets of the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. And so it's this game, because right in front of us is this military coup run by the banksters.
Well, I think that you're right, that when we say, oh, we don't have to go to Congress, we go to the UN, or we can go to NATO, we say that when we think we can make the UN and NATO do what we want. The trouble with the UN, though, is that China and Russia have vetoes, and they're using them now. So that avenue is not working for them. And, of course, they tried to overthrow Russia by financing the Russian political opposition through the National Endowment for Democracy, which is essentially a CIA State Department front. And Putin finally caught on and has now made all of the Russian opposition that are funded by American money to register as foreign agents. So the Russians are catching on. The Chinese can see the American bases surrounding them. You know, we're trying to get the naval base from Vietnam. We're trying to get an air base from Thailand. We're trying to get the Philippines to let the Navy back in Subic Bay. We're building a new base on the South Korean island. We've sent Marines to Australia and other places. And so China sees this. And so this, of course, will affect their attitude toward cooperating with the United States on a variety of fronts. And we may think we can buy off the other Asian countries, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, but China is close to them. We're not. And they'll assess that. So I think what we may see here is the beginning of the unraveling of American hegemony.
Sir. In closing, that was my next question. Then I want to briefly ask you about Syria and just the spectacle of al-Qaeda publicly working for the West now, which, of course, always did. But looking at this, I mean, I've studied history, but you negotiated with Russia. You dealt with it. You know, you were alive back when this was all really, you know, in the thick of it. Do you ever remember a time where Russian presidents and prime ministers openly said, okay, we're preparing to use nuclear weapons against you. Don't deploy those missiles? I mean, that because historically the Russians don't usually bluff. And for me, that's a big deal. And now they put Spetsnaz into Syria. We know Western commandos through NATO, U.S. backed, are in there, you know, trying to take Damascus and other areas. I mean, this clearly that's not a suicide bomb that just killed most of the military leadership. It went through a window. It was a cruise missile. I mean, all of this, I mean, this is war. This is full-on war with proxy states.
Well, it's very dangerous. I certainly agree. And you're completely right that both Medvedev and Putin have raised the specter of nuclear war. They say that that these things are getting out of hand for no good reason, and the downside is horrendous. And Washington remains deaf. They don't hear it. So, as I have said before in other articles and for quite a time, the United States is the greatest threat to life on Earth of any country that is in existence. And the outcome may be that there's no life on Earth. And certainly they don't listen to anybody. They don't listen when the Russian prime minister and the Russian president issue clear warnings. They don't hear it. So why are they going to listen to me or you or anybody else?
We're going to nuke Western Europe if you move your missiles in.
No, that's not what they said. No, what they said was, look, if you're going to surround us with missile bases, we are going to target Western Europe capitals with cruise missiles.
Yeah, with nukes, yeah.
Which your missile bases can't do anything about. And not only that, we're going to target your missile bases with cruise missiles. And so your missile bases won't be there either. And so what the Russians are saying is that what you're doing is utterly stupid because it's not going to do you any good. And yet you're raising tensions. And so why don't you stop? That's what the Russians keep saying. They're not threatening that they're going to blow anybody up. They're just saying, look, we have these offsetting steps. We'd rather not spend the money doing this. We have better uses for it. domestically. But if you're going to surround us with anti-ballistic missile bases in order to neutralize our nuclear deterrent, we will simply put the warheads on cruise missiles that your anti-ballistic missiles cannot touch because they're flying low over the ground, the cruise missiles, and we'll target all the European capitals.
Sure, but if you go back to 888, remember that, they did have their Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff said, if you don't pull back, we've just rolled nukes in. My point is they're going into a very aggressive stance again.
Well, I think that they're caught on, and they're not going to sit there and take it, and they're taking – the aggressive stance comes from the United States.
Oh, I understand, but I'm saying it's a major escalation.
They are initiating all of the trouble, all of the aggression, and they have now said that they have responses that can offset whatever advantage we expect to get from these bases. So why don't we just quit doing it now so everybody doesn't waste their money? And so we can get over this.
But there's also cruise missiles launched off submarines the Russians have.
Well, no doubt they probably won't need them. But the point is, I don't think the Russians want a nuclear war. I'm not sure about the neoconservatives. I think I recall seeing a video of William Crystal. In some debate or something in which he says, what's the good of nuclear missiles if you can't use them?
Yeah, I remember that.
So, in fact, if you do remember it in your vast files, if you can find that, I sure would like to have the URL to it. Because
yeah, we'll look that up. William Crystal says, you know, what's the point of nuclear weapons if you can't use them? That's like saying, hey, why not just drop your kid into a wood chipper? What's the point of having a two-year-old if you can't drop him into a wood chipper? I mean, it's just total madness. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, love the site, paulcraigroberts.org. Thank you for letting us carry your work there at Infowars.com. And I did have a question for you that I meant to ask you when we were off air. But what I'll do is we're about to go to break here in just a few minutes. If you could stay on Skype, I had one more question for you off air, if that's okay.
Okay, Alex.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. There goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to break here in just a few minutes. I said that if police officers wanted to call in to give us their take on Obama saying go on strike, excuse me, Obama's surrogate, Bloomberg saying go on strike, Freudian slip there, if we don't ban our guns, and Michael Moore saying take all guns but black powder, a single shot, that's illegal. And they've come out in the news, CBS News has pointed out, that is against New York law. So is this not holding people hostage? And I ask for police officers to call in, 800-259-9231. We're going to take one call and go to break, and then we are going to continue with your calls. Lawrence in New Jersey, a police officer. What do you think of Bloomberg saying police should go on strike nationwide until the people turn in their guns?
I think it's an absolute disgrace. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. I have a plug that goes in here, and it's too small, and it keeps coming out, so I couldn't hear you at first. Go ahead.
I apologize.
No, that's my fault.
I think it's a disgrace. I think it's a testament to our poor leadership that we have running this country. You know, he's supposed to be a senior leader of over, I don't know how many millions of people in New York City. And he comes out and he says something like this for his entire police force to say. I honestly don't see how anybody under his chain of command could respect him after something like that. I couldn't. I mean, I'm former military and I'm currently a police officer here in New Jersey. You know, that to me is a disgrace. You can't walk away from your responsibility like that. You can't incite people to walk away from their responsibility like that. I just don't see any excuse for it.
Well, it's illegal, and it is calling on basically terrorizing people in cities where they've been disarmed, like New York. Can you imagine if the police, even though they're famously corrupt there in New York, a lot of them are good people still, can you imagine if the police disappeared? I mean, people are getting mugged left and right when the police are there. Can you imagine if the biggest police force in the country disappeared and the public can't protect themselves, what the hoodlums would do? As a police officer right across the water from them, what do you think would happen?
I can tell you exactly what would happen. You'd have martial law. You would have to have martial law. That would be the only next best option, is they would have to mobilize probably units in the National Guard and get them out there on the street right away.
But he's saying nobody should be there. He's saying nobody should be there. So what would the criminals do? They would start looting, and somebody had the idea to set things on fire. And I would guarantee within 6 hours of police walking off in L.A. or New York or Chicago, the city would be on fire.
Oh, it would be mayhem. It would definitely be mayhem. I don't work in a large department like that, but I could tell you that, especially on the weekends, it gets kind of crazy. And without us being around, I mean, there would be very few, there would be no law and order. It would be a free-for-all. And, you know, we have to retain some semblance of order for something like this. I mean, it's just unbelievable that somebody that high up in government would actually say something like that out in public. You know,
Thank you so much, Lawrence. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, you know, I'm watching your show, and, you know, I see you bring up a lot of topics like this, and the one thing that I would like to bring into this is, you know, we're seeing a lot of dependence on automation these days. It's going.
Stay there. I want to hear about this after the break, and then more police officers. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I'm taking.
of this little segment, the next one, 800-259-9231. Does this show you how criminal these people are? If you think I'll sit around while these criminals overrun us, I'm not going along with it. Okay? They ship guns to Mexico to create bedlam in a disarmed society. Now, in some small town in Texas or somewhere, if the police stood down, nothing would really happen. In most cases, there would definitely be some problems. But if you had them stand down in New York where you got 10 million people and they're disarmed and you got the biggest population of criminals are there to suck off welfare and everything, they're going to start raping and robbing and pillaging in hours. If the announcement's made no cops, banks would be robbed instantly. Instantly bank robberies would start. Robberies of everything. Looting of Walmarts. It would be and then people start torching stuff. Guaranteed the arsonist would go insane. Then they'd start shooting the fire department because they wouldn't stand down. Now, I'm ranting, and I apologize for that. Lawrence, you were going to finish your point about automation. Police officer in New Jersey, go ahead.
Yes. You speak a lot about drones being used and these type of things. And in my position, I've never seen this, although I'm really not for it, especially being a former military officer. I'm also now seeing here in New Jersey, they're going with these red light cameras, and they haven't instituted photo radar, but a lot of people feel that that's next, I think the automation that they're using is just one more way of them keeping tabs on things, and it's becoming a reach into people's pockets.
No, it's all federally paid for and has a back door, and they're going to phase out police for actually out there doing things and only use you to be political minders. That's the official plan. Automated, autonomous drones are already in the sky. Humans aren't going to be in combat within 10 years under DARPA public plans. Humans will work on robots. And you might have some special forces for certain duties going up against other humans. But it's going to be reign of the robots. That is their public plan.
There's no honor in it. And, especially when it comes to, police work, you need to have discretion. When you've got a camera that just snaps a picture of somebody who may have, one guy brought up a legitimate point last night on a local radio station. He says, what happens if I have to move out of an emergency vehicle, an ambulance or something, and I cross the line, I get snapped. Now I got to go.
That's come out. Listen, they're illegal. You've got to have a sworn peace officer give the citation. It doesn't stand up in court, but they don't care. It's been thrown out in a lot of areas, but you can't have citations being sent that weren't signed by. Look, we're allowing the globalists to cut humans out of the equation, and yes. Red light cameras are horrible. These face scanning ones, all of it is going to be the end of us. The globalists admit it's about getting humans out of the equation so that we can't say no to them. This is the plan. This is the total takeover plan.
Honestly, if I'm very limited in what I can do. I could speak my feelings about it, and it's up to people like you to go out there and expose it and get enough people riled up to change the law.
That's really bad. Yeah, they do. They're a bunch of crooks. But what happens is the local ones get promoted up if they sell people out. And again, the buck stops with the people. We've gotten lazy. We've gotten stupid. We've gotten drunk on entertainment. We've gotten in a trance state. We got to come out of it. But soon, the buck won't stop with us. They're going to have an automated control grid in where the computers close the highways. That's the plan. Derek and Steve, police officers, stay ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover.
The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.